弟兄姐妹，让我们来祷告。
Let us pray。
我们在天上的父，愿主你的灵与我们同在，也求你敞开我们的心门，叫我们真的能够让你的话语在我们的心里栽种，种下种子，也按时候能够结出果子来。我们为这能够明白你的道，我们感谢；也为这我们能够活出你的道，我们继续的祈求。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you。
啊，也这个复活节快乐。
Happy Easter to all of you。
国成牧师在讲解马可福音十四章的时候
，When Reverend Enoch preached chapter 14 of Mark，
他就读了这个 Frederick Nowas 的这一段诗。
He cited these words by Frederick Nowas。
喜乐是合作伙伴关系。
Joy is a partnership。
哀痛则是独自哭泣。
Grief weeps alone。
迦拿有宾客多位。
Many guests had cannon。
克西马尼只见孤身之影。
Gethsemane but one。
不过今天从十四章来到了十五章。
This morning from chapter 14 to 15。
我就想加多两句。
I felt the need to add two more sentences。
哥哥他有好些妇女。
Golgotha had many women。
其中有些是安迪。
Some of them are aunties。
看了这个还好，我不是靠写诗过活的。
So after this, you know very hang, that I'm not making a living writing poetry.
今天马可呢就这么告诉我们。
Mark tells us this morning.
他说耶稣钉死在十字架的那一刻，有好些妇女呢远远的观看。
Said at the moment that Jesus died on the cross.Many women or some women were watching from a distance.
你会发现这个观看这个或者是看这个字眼呢，在今天的经文里面会多处看见。
You will see many times this word watching.
然后马可这么说，这些妇女呢，都是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人。
And Mark describes, he said, these women had followed Jesus when he was in Galilee, and they cared for his needs.
然后呢，他又这么继续说，他又说，又有同耶稣上耶路撒冷的好些妇女在那里观看。
Then he said, many other women who had come out with him to Jerusalem were also there watching.
这又让你回想，就是说，耶稣当时候在加利利的时候，哇，那是多么的风光。
And that helps us to recall that, wow, when Jesus was in Galilee, he was so glamour.
然后他在进入耶路撒冷的时候，哇，也是多么的气派。
And he entered Jerusalem in style.
但为什么来到此时此刻的时候
？But at this moment,
剩下的都是妇女。虽然说是很多的妇女，不过主要都是剩下妇女。
Then we see why they were only left with women, although there were many, but they were just women.
那是因为耶稣他的罪行呢，是他是叛乱分子。
Because Jesus' crime at the time was that of a rebel.
所以只要是男人的话
，So as long as you were a male,
那你就很可能呢，如果你在他附近的话，你就很容易被牵连说，哦，你是叛乱的同党。
Then if you were present, then you would be linked as one of the rebels.
而妇女呢，或者是你是年幼的青少年的话呢，那你就少了这个叛乱或者是杀人放火的这个嫌疑。
On the other hand, if you were women or you were the young, then you will have lesser suspicion of being a rebel or of being committing violent acts.
所以呢，到了最后，在哥哥他这个刑场的时候呢
，Therefore, in the final moments during the execution at Golgotha,
除了那些看好戏的那些敌人
，apart from those the enemies who were there to watch the show,
还有除了那些执行这个刑罚的那些罗马人
，apart from the Romans who carried out the execution.
真正能够留下来陪同耶稣的，就剩下这些妇女了。
The only ones who could be safe to remain with Jesus were the women.
而在这些妇女当中呢，马可就特别点名了三位。
And amongst the three women, Mark mentioned three.
马可说有那中有莫大拉的玛利亚，有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，还有一个叫萨罗米的。
Mary Magdalene.Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome.
为什么要特别点名这三位呢
？Why highlight these three in particular?
因为这三位都是空坟墓的第一见证人。
Because the three of them were the first witnesses of the empty tomb.
为什么特别要点名这三位呢?
Why name these three?
因为这三位是关键人物，他们就是空坟墓的第一见证人。
Because they were crucial. They were the first witnesses of the empty tomb.
在耶稣死后，有这个亚利马太的这个约瑟呢前来，他是尊贵的义士，也是等候神国的。
And the scripture says, after the death of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who he was himself waiting for the kingdom of God.
所以这个约瑟呢，他就去见这个比拉多。
And he went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
然后要求了这个耶稣的身体过后呢，约瑟就买了这个细麻布，把耶稣取下来，用这个细麻布裹好呢，然后呢就放在这个磐石里面的一个坟墓。
Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it into a tomb cut out of a rock.
然后呢，又滚过一块石头挡住这个墓门。
Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb.
然后这里呢，我们又看见这个关键的词，就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚。 他们看见放他的地方。
You hear the key words again. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.
马可又过后告诉我们说，过了安息日，这个抹大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有这个萨罗米，同样的这三个人，他们买了香膏，就是膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。
And then it says here, after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body.
七日的第一个早晨，也就是星期天，他们出太阳的时候呢，他们就来到坟墓那里。
And it says, very early on the first day of the week, and that is Sunday, just after sunrise, they went on their way to the tomb.
这里我们又看到这个关键词第四节，他就说他们抬头一看。 却见石头呢已经滚开了。
And then the key words again. They looked up and they saw that the stone had been rolled away.
他们进到坟墓里面，就看见一个少年人穿着白袍，然后他们就很恐惧。
They entered the tomb and they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting there, and they were very alarmed.
所以这个少年人应该是天使，天使就跟他们说：“不用恐惧，你们看这钉十字架的那个拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，他已经不在这里了。”
And this young man in white must be the angel, and they told them, "Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen."
然后我们又看到关键词，他就说：“请看。” 安放他的地方。
And then the key word again, see the place where he was laid.
所以我们看到这三个妇女呢，她们其实是见证了整个过程。
And hence we see that these three women were the ones who witnessed the entire event.
她们见证耶稣是确实的死在十字架上。
They were witnesses to Jesus dying on the cross.
她们见证了他的尸体。
They were witnesses to Jesus' dead body.
她们也见证耶稣是 被这个尸体是放置在哪一个坟墓？
They were witnesses to the tomb where his body was laid.
到最后，他们也是首先见证这个空坟墓的。
And finally, they were also the first-hand witnesses to the empty tomb.
也见证了那个宣告耶稣基督复活的天使。
And witnesses to the angel who proclaimed Jesus' resurrection.
本来你会以为说，哇，这个整个故事的关键点，也就是这个耶稣的死，还有耶稣的复活的这个空坟墓，这些是多么重大的事情。
You may have thought that, wow, such key events as Jesus' death and the empty tomb, these are key events. They must.
你一定认为说，这样关键的事情，那应该是由门徒们亲自来见证这样的大事。
These key events must have been personally witnessed by Jesus' disciples.
因为从第八章开始，不管是第八章、第九章、第十章呢，真正知道耶稣要死里复活的这个内情的呢。 只有是这些很亲密的门徒。
Because from chapter 8 onwards, chapter 8, chapter 9, you realize that the only ones who knew the inside out of all that happened were the disciples.
是这些门徒，是耶稣亲口告诉他们说，我是要受难，并且受死，不过最后我要死里复活。
The disciples were the only ones that Jesus spoke personally and told them that the Messiah must suffer, be rejected and killed, and eventually rise again.
这样的事情告诉他们不是一次，不是两次，是三次或者更多。
And Jesus spoke to them not once, not twice, but three times and even more.
所以如果你是负责写故事的话呢，或者这个是一个小说的话呢，按照这样的故事的情节的话。 来到这样的结局呢，就应该是事情是这样的发生，就是门应该是门徒知道内情的人呢，他们去看见这个死里复活。
So if this were just a story, or you were a good storyteller, you would have ended the drama in this way and said that the disciples were the one who witnessed these events.
可是马可在这里却告诉我们说，见证这件事情的最后是属于这三个妇女。
But yet here, Mark tells us that the testimony ultimately belonged to these three women.
而这三个妇女，我也真是很有趣，她们是名副其实的这个安迪。
And these three women were indeed, they were aunties.
所以你可以想象她们的见证。
You can imagine their testimony.
哦，耶稣尊啊。
Or at the time, oh.
哦，啊，耶稣死的时候是拜狗。
Friday.
所以拜狗拜蜡。
Friday, Saturday.
逾越节啊，耶稣尊故逾越节。
哎呦 ，then still got Passover。
逾故耶安息日。
Got Sabbath。
我一生都无人做生意。
No one was doing any business, lor。
我买无物件。
So I got to get up early, yeah。
我早起我都去巴沙。
Early, I must go to the market。
耶稣尊无 NTUC 啊，我跟你讲。
无 NTUC。
我都去买耶果肉。
They must go and buy spice.
真香的一樽。
Very nice smelling ones.
我去的时阵啊，我人就烦恼啦。
They along the way, we are so 烦恼 and so flustered.
他们就彼此说，到底谁可以帮我们把这个石头跟从那个木门那边滚开
？And they keep asking each other, "Hey, who will roll that stone away for us?"
他们是想的这种事情。
They were thinking of these kind of things.
我都叫你，叫崔叶 Peter 过来啦。
I told you right. I asked you, ask Peter come.
伊那钓鱼啊，有亏啦。
He's fisherman, but he's strong.
无啦，卖叫伊啦。
No lah, don't call him lah.
心都无好了。
He's in a very foul mood today.
叫伊阿爸，我啷叫伊兵丁。
Hey, we can ask those soldiers lah.
倒卡手啦。
Soldiers can help us.
买啦，我只这他们最可恶啊，卖叫伊人啊。
No, don't call the soldiers. They are horrible people.
所以呢，他们就彼此在那边说：“哎呀，怎样办呢、啊？这时候怎么等一下去那边那个石头这样大，怎么会把它滚开？”他们想着。
So they were asking this kind of thing. Then how are here and there? Who's going to roll that stone for what for us?
然后马可就帮忙解释说：“哎，那个石头原来很大了。
”Then Mark has to explain this way. Actually, the stone is very huge.
所以也不知道是不是因为这样的一段细节太过安低了，所以马太跟马路加重复这段的时候就把这个删掉了。
So perhaps this is really too undy, no? Such that when Matthew and Luke repeated the scene, they did not include this detail.
那在这里呢，我要告诉大家一个很关键性的背景。
And at this juncture, I need to give you a very important background.
那就是在马可写出来的时候。
The Gospel of Mark, when it was written,
大概是主前七十年以前。
It's before AD 70.
所以估计大概可能主后大概六十多。
Very likely AD 60 plus.
在那时候，关于耶稣所发生的这些事情
，So concerning the events surrounding Jesus,
其实还有许多这些证人呢还活着。
At that time, many witnesses were still alive.
就打个比方，比如说耶稣的复活。
For example, Jesus's resurrection.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章的时候，他这么说。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15.
他说耶稣基督的复活有显给基法看。
Jesus' resurrection appeared to Caiaphas.
然后呢，又显给十二个使徒看。
And then to the 12.
后来又一时显给五百多个弟兄看。
And then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time.
然后保罗就说，其中一大半呢。直到现在还活着。
And he described that most of whom were still alive.
当然也有一些已经睡了。
Though some have fallen asleep.
然后他保罗又说，又显给雅各看，又显给众使徒看。
And Paul says, then he appeared to James and then to all the apostles.
然后保罗说，在末了的时候呢，也显给我看。
Last of all, he appeared to me, Paul.
所以关于耶稣基督的复活呢？至少也有五百多个人、
so、we can
是可以做见证。
More than 500 people were alive to testify to Jesus' resurrection.
所以耶稣基督的这个复活呢，如果你说写出来的话呢，没有问题，因为很多的见证人。
So at the time, if you were to write about Jesus' resurrection, there's no problem because there were many witnesses.
不过如果如果当时候有一些人怀疑。
At that time, some people may even have doubted.
他们说真的吗？
They might have doubted. Is it true?
会不会可能是他没有真的死？
They could even have asked, isn't it possible that he did not really die?
可能耶稣只是昏倒而已吧。
Perhaps he only fainted.
然后如果他只是昏倒的话，那过后他活着，这样就一点也不奇怪了。
If he only fainted, then it's no longer surprising that he was witnessed to be alive later.
所以到底谁是能够为耶稣基督的死，为着他的安葬，然后最后那个空坟墓，还有为着那个天使来做见证呢？
So who then can be witnesses for Jesus' death?The burial, the empty tomb, and the angel's testimony.
犹太领袖还是那些罗马兵丁，他们当然是不会的。
Surely not the Jewish leaders or the Roman soldiers.
你要问的话，那你就得去询问这三个安迪。
If you want to ask, then you will need to go back to these three aunties.
哦，三啊，沙扎尼琴啊，哇哇哇，这样子。
哇 ，long long time, 30 years ago 啊。
不过，也有可能他们是回天家了。
But it's also possible the three of them had died.
不过也有应该有直接听过他们讲的那些第一手的这些后人。
But surely someone would know, like, for example, their descendants.
哇，老布都是啊，你讲哦，一脚掏进多啊，什么什么这样。
哇 ，my 阿妈 say that time lah, they describe the stone was so big, so big, so big.
所以讲了这么久，这三位妇女到底是谁呢
？Having said so much, who are these three aunties?
让我们就是来认识一下。
Let's spend some time getting to know them.
那第一位呢，叫做莫大拉的玛利亚。
The first auntie was called Mary Magdalene.
意思呢，就是她是从一个叫莫大拉的地方来的一个妇女。
Simply said, that his name, her name was Mary, and she came from a place called Magdala.
在路加福音第八章那里就有更多的细节。
From Luke, we have extra information.
就告诉我们说这些事情呢，主要是发生在耶稣还在加利利的时候。
And those events happened while Jesus' main activities were still in Galilee.
路加第八章这么说：过了不多的时候，耶稣周游各城各乡传道。宣讲神的国的福音。
And said after this, Jesus traveled from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God.
和他同去的还有十二个门徒。
And the 12 went with him.
然后就说还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累的、已经治好的几个妇女。
And some were women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases.
然后这里就路加特别强调说，内中有一个称为莫大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她的身上被赶出来。
Amongst them were Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out.
然后又有希律里面的一个妻子叫做约雅拿的，还有这个苏萨拉，还有一些别的妇女。
And many other women like Johanna, the wife of Chuza, and Susanna, and many others.
然后路加怎么形容这些妇女呢？他说他们都是用自己的财物供给给这个耶稣的门徒。
And how would he describe? Luke says that these women were helping to support them out of their own means.
所以这个就是莫大拉的玛利亚。
That's Mary Magdalene for you.
那第二个呢？马可形容他为这个小雅各跟约西的这个母亲。
The second auntie Mark here describes as Mary, the mother of James the younger and of Joseph.
那在这里呢，其实形容的，我相信是指是耶稣自己的母亲玛利亚。
I believe here it describes Mary, Jesus's mother.
那为什么是这样子的来形容这个耶稣的母亲玛利亚呢？
Why describes Jesus' mother in this way?
他们以前呢，也许是我也不知道，可能是为了尊重这个耶稣，所以一般上都是把他这个玛利亚称为是他的弟兄的这个玛利亚。
Perhaps out of respect for Jesus.
的母亲。Sorry.
So at that time when they describe the mother, they would say that it's the mother of Jesus' brothers.
然后呢，所以在马可福音第六节那第六章那里就说这个形容耶稣的说，哎，这个不是那个木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各和约西，你看到吗？同样的名字，犹大西门的长兄吗
？Therefore, in Mark 6, it says, it describes, isn't this a carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon?
所以这个雅各跟约西的母亲呢，就是玛利亚，也就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
And so here, this second auntie, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, refers to Jesus' mother.
那第三个妇女呢，就是萨罗米。
The auntie is known as Salome.
那在这里呢，这个马太的叙述，重复这个故事的时候就很有帮助。
Matthew's version is very helpful to us.
马太在重述这个故事的时候，他就说，同样的一段，他就说内中有莫大拉的玛利亚，有雅各跟约西的母亲， 这个玛利亚，然后他就说什么呢？还有西比泰的两个儿子的母亲。
And so Matthew mentions the same thing: Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and then he said here the mother of Zebedee's sons.
所以呢，在这里很清楚的呢，这个萨罗米呢，其实就是西比泰的妻子，或者也是就是耶稣的门徒雅各跟约翰的母亲。
And so we can identify Salome here as the wife of Zebedee.Or Salome, the mother of James and John, who were Jesus' disciples.
所以这三个妇女的见证呢，能够确定说耶稣是真的死了。
And the testimony of these three aunties ascertain the facts that Jesus truly died.
然后他们也能够确认说过后呢，他的身体是真正的从坟墓中不见了。
And they could ascertain that his body indeed disappeared.
而要做出这样的一个见证呢，还包括了一个很关键性的角色，就是这个亚利马太的约瑟。
And for this testimony, there is another crucial person that was mentioned, Joseph of Arimathea.
所以这个人呢，他当然就扮演一个中关键性的角色。不过他作为这个宗教领袖呢，他可能也可以说是哦，这样他也对耶稣的死他也得负上责任。
Here it says that Joseph of Arimathea, he is also a member of the Jewish council or leader.Meaning that he is at least indirectly responsible for Jesus' death.
不过路加在写述这样的时候呢，他就为他辩护。
But Luke defended him in his gospel.
路加说这个人呢，其实是善良公义的，然后众人所谋划的对耶稣谋划的事情呢，他没有服从。
Luke says in his gospel that this Joseph is a good and upright man. He did not consent to their actions and decisions.
然后马太跟约翰在重述这段故事的时候呢，他也帮忙他说话。他说：“哦，这个人其实他暗中呢也是耶稣的门徒。”
And Matthew and John further describe and said Joseph was actually a secret disciple of Jesus.
不过在马可福音里面呢，没有这些辩护。
But in Mark, we didn't see these defenses.
我觉得很好，因为在这里呢，马可只是说他为什么要帮忙耶稣呢？纯粹是因为他是一个在等待天国的人。
And Mark says very simply, he was why did he came to help Jesus? He said because Joseph was one who was waiting for the kingdom of God.
也就是说，约瑟之所以这么做呢，没有其他的意图，他纯粹是为了要完成他所信的这个犹太的律法。
In other words, Joseph he did what he did.Not for any ulterior motives, but simply because he abided or he obeyed the Jewish law.
为什么呢？因为在这个犹太的律法里面，《生命记》第二十一章这里说，人若是犯该死的罪被致死的话呢，你将他挂在木头上。
Because why? Because in the Jewish law in Deuteronomy it says that if anyone is guilty of a capital offense and is put to death, and their body is exposed on a pole.
而他的尸首如绝不可以留在这个木头上过夜。
You must not leave the body hanging on the pole overnight.
必须当日把它埋葬，免得玷污了你的神所赐给你为业的地。因为被挂的人是在神的面前受咒诅的。
Be sure to bury it on the same day, because anyone who is hung on the pole is under God's curse.
所以在这里呢，很清楚的，他之所以这么做呢，是为了要成全这个律法。
So we see clearly that Joseph did what he did was to fulfill the Jewish law.
他跟耶稣在至少在马可福音里面看不出有什么特殊的关系。
In the Gospel of Mark, we do not see a special relationship between Joseph and Jesus.
他之所以会放胆的出来要埋葬耶稣呢，纯粹是因为这个是一个应当做的事情，对的事情。
He came forward boldly to bury Jesus simply because it was the right thing to do.
我们可以想象他在这里呢，他是一个等待天国的人，也就是说他是一个愿意遵守神的话的人。
We can say that he was one who was waiting for the kingdom of God, or simply put his one who kept the law of the heaven.
他的这种心思呢，其实我们也可以用来形容那些跟随耶稣的这些妇女。
We could also describe his attitude like for those aunties who were following Jesus.
在这里呢，这些那个马可就告诉我们，这些妇女呢，其实从加利利呢，就一路呢，一直的帮忙照顾这个耶稣的需要。
These women had followed Jesus all the way from Galilee, and they cared for his needs.
然后他这样子一直照顾，从死到星期天在坟墓那里，他们纯粹呢，他不是因为他们对耶稣有什么特别的内情，不是的。
They cared for Jesus all the way to the way he died and then to his resurrection. They cared for him not because they had any information about him.
他们跟那些门徒 不一样，他们完全不知道会有这样的什么奇迹的事情会发生。
They were not like the disciples. They were not aware of any miracles that could have happened.
所以他跟约瑟一样，就是纯粹一样的心情，就是说我该做我自己的事情，而我在这里呢，我就是要来照顾耶稣，要来帮助他。
And so like Joseph, they were saying that they were just doing what was the right thing to do. They came, their only motivation was to care for Jesus.
可是在就是按自己的本分做自己该做的事情的时候呢？他们却成为了耶稣的这个故事里面非常关键性的一刻的这个见证人，也就是耶稣的死和复活的第一见证人。
And yet, unknowingly, as they were faithful to carry out what they were supposed to do, they became the witnesses to the most critical event of Jesus's life.
我们可以想象，如果约瑟他没有遵守这个律法的话
，Can you imagine if Joseph did not obey the law?
对于当时候的这个罗马处理这种叛乱分子的尸体，他们是怎么处理呢
？Then how would the Romans handle the way the corpse of those rebels？
一般上呢，就会把这些叛乱分子的尸体，特别是如果很多，然后又没有人来收的话呢，他们就一般上就丢在那个乱葬坑里面。
So if there were a lot of bodies, dead bodies, they would have just thrown them into the burial pits.
所以如果过后你说哇，耶稣的身体不见了。
And then if that happened, and then later on Jesus' body vanished,
那别人一定会说啊，那一定是可能被一些野兽叼走了。
Then people would have speculated and said, no, like people taken away or eaten away by the animals.
若不是这些妇女很爱惜耶稣的话，
if these women did not love Jesus,
而他们是心里说他们想在最快的一刻，因为安息日拜五拜六不能够去做这个膏耶稣的动作，他们只能最快是礼拜天赶快去膏耶稣的身体。
If not for the fact that they were so desired to wanting to anoint his body in the shortest possible time, and if they cannot do it in Friday, Saturday, then they do it on Sunday.
若不是这样子，这么爱惜耶稣，想做这件事情，他们同样也就见证不到这个空坟墓的景象。
If not for the fact that they love Jesus so much, then they would not have become the first witnesses of these events.
所以这些人都是忠于自己说他们知道自己要应该完成的事情。
So these men and these women, they were faithful to complete the task they needed to do.
所以耶稣的死和复活呢，现在就变成就是铁证如山。
And because of them, it resulted in solid evidence to the death and resurrection of Jesus.
而因为他们的见证，我们同样也就可以相信说，原来耶稣是真正的死，也是真正的复活。
And because of their testimony, we are able to be sure and to believe that Jesus truly died and resurrected.
弟兄姐妹，你们在小事上你们忠心吗？
And so brothers and sisters, are you faithful in little things?
因为就是这样子的一种忠心，使到这种时刻能够真正的完成跟成就。
It is such faithfulness that matters in moments which truly count.
我觉得在禧年堂，我们也要为这我们教会里面的那些妇女，还有许多服事的人，我们要向他们来感恩。
And in Jubilee, we need to be thankful for all these aunties and uncles who were serving.
每一次圣餐预备圣餐的人，比方说
，For example, those who prepare the Holy Communion without fail.
或者是在这种节日，还有上个星期，我们看到预备所有的这些节日的布置的人。
Or those who prepare the layout for the various liturgical events.
或者是在小组里面供应食物的人。
Or those who fed the cell groups.
或者是每一个星期天早晨在二楼那里为这软弱肢体彼此祷告的人。
Or those who gather every Sunday morning to pray for those who are weak.
我敢说，当禧年堂能够有见证的时候，能够有奇迹见证的时候
，I believe that whenever Jubilee has miracles，
他们都会是第一手的见证人
，They will be the first witnesses。
就好像经文里面的这三位妇女一样
，Just like these three women described in this morning's passage。
今天也是我们整个马可福音的系列的最后一堂道。
Today is the last sermon on the Gospel of Mark。
我们从一月一直到今天呢，就已经听完了整个福音书。
From January to now, we have listened to the whole entire Gospel of Mark.
我也很感谢那些在台上帮我们大篇大篇的读完整个马可福音，让我们很享受的能够来听完整个马可福音。
And I'm grateful to those who come on to recite the Word of God.
在马可福音里面一开始就告诉我们这个福音是什么，这个是一个神的儿子耶稣基督的福音。
At the opening, Mark tells us, what is this gospel? The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
也就是告诉你说，当你听完这个福音的时候，他就是要告诉你说，哦，原来这样子，这个人他是神的儿子。
In other words, it's to tell you that after you have listened to the entire gospel, it is to tell you the truth that this person is the Son of God.
这个就是要那个要来复兴神的国的人。
This is the one who will come to restore the kingdom of God.
这个就是那个被膏的君王。
The anointed king.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣是那个弥赛亚。
The Messiah.
所以真的是让我们今天我们就来真的回顾一下。
So let us recap today.
因为在整个故事的前半段，我们所听到、我们所看到的这个耶稣，他是一个呼风唤雨的人。
Because we see that in the first half of the account, Jesus was someone who commanded everything.
可是，在当时的时候，耶稣也是不断的在提醒我们的，说我们的耳朵要开，我们的眼睛要看。
But at the same time, we were always reminded, or Jesus was always reminding us, listen with your ears and see with your eyes.
我们的耳朵要听。
Listen with your ears.
我们的眼睛要看。
See with your eyes.
因为接下来故事就走向耶稣的受苦，甚至到耶稣的死亡。
Because as the account unfolds, Jesus will journey towards suffering and ultimately death.
耶稣就一直不断的正面的、慢慢的正面的、正面跟这个整个宗教系统是一个正面的冲突。
And Jesus continually hit on challenge and then impact the entire religious system.
甚至正面冲突当时候的整个政权的理念。
And even challenge the governing convictions of the time.
但耶稣这么做，他说：“凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。”
And then he gave this challenge: Whoever would save his life will lose it.
凡为我和这个福音丧掉生命的，反而必救了生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it.
虽然这样子，然而许多要在前的，要在后，在后的反而将要在前。
Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
耶稣虽然丧掉了生命
，although Jesus lost his life，
他却在后的在却要在前。
He became the first one.
在他却成为了首先被神叫他从死里复活的人。
He became the first one to be raised from the dead by God.
记得在我们去年听罗马书的时候，保罗怎么说吗
？Do you remember what Paul says in Romans?
保罗说：“因为那预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他的儿子的模样，所以我们都是要效法。”耶稣基督神的儿子的模样。
Paul says, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以耶稣基督神的儿子要在许多的弟兄做长子的。
And so Jesus will be the firstborn amongst all.
在后的将要在前。
The last shall be the first.
所以耶稣为我们就这样子的开创了一条道路。
Jesus has opened such a way for us.
而因为有这样的一个道路，我相信就成为了我们每一个人的一个挑战。
And because of such a way, it becomes a challenge for each of us.
你的生命里面，不管是遭遇到任何的这个困境
，No matter what you encounter in your life，
我相信我们的生命里面确实有很多人有不同的艰难。
I believe there are many hardships in each of us.
不过这条道路就是要一步一步一步的走下去。
But this path or this way is for us to carry on step by step.
而在其中呢，你将面临许许多多的这个抉择点。
And along the way, you will encounter many choices.
在耶稣的每一个故事里面，其实耶稣都可以选择一个不同的处理方式。
Just like Jesus, and he faced many options to handle things in different stages of his life.
你可以想象，你回去读马可福音的每一个故事，耶稣都可以有一个不同的处理方式。
You read through Mark again, you realize that Jesus can handle things in many different ways.
可是他每一次呢，都选择说顺服神。
But from beginning to end, he always chose to obey God and serve the people.
弟兄姐妹， 我们也可以。
And brothers and sisters, we can also choose likewise.
顺服神，服侍人。
Obey God, serve the people.
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
我们的人生道路里面，就是跟从耶稣一步一步的走。
Our life journey is about following Jesus step by step.
我写这段经文的时候，回想整个马可福音的时候。
And I was writing this sermon and also recapping the whole of Mark.
我就发现我在禧年堂已经全时间服侍14年了。
I found out that I have served in Jubilee for 14 years.
然后在那之前又有大概至少十年是参与青少年啦、敬拜、事工啦各样的服侍。
And prior to that,For more than 10 years, I was serving in the youth ministry and then the worship ministry.
在服侍人的过程中呢，确实有许多的这样子的抉择点。
And in the process of serving people, indeed I faced many determining moments.
要讲怎样的话啦。
Many choices. How should I speak?
要怎样回应啦。
How should I respond?
发生事情的时候要站在什么立场啦，等等的。
When things happen, then what stand should I take?
回顾的时候我发现有许多时候我跌倒了。
As I recap, I realized that I stumbled and I fell many times.
但教会里面其实很感恩，有很多的同工，都很有爱心。
But thankfully, in church, there are many workers who are filled with love.
他们就给我这个一步一步走下去的力量。
And they give me strength to carry on step by step.
我想见证的是什么呢？
My testimony is this.
当我选择耶稣的道路的时候，
When I choose Jesus' way,
我发现这个效果总是出乎意料的。
I realize that the result is always unexpected.
所以在这些年里面，
And therefore all these years,
当我选择耶稣的道路的时候，
Whenever I choose Jesus' way,
我经历了，哎，原来人是可以改变的。
I have experienced that, wow, people do change.
我经历了原来事情是可以雨过天晴的。
I have experienced that things do change for the better.
所以弟兄姐妹，
And so brothers and sisters,
如果你要经历神的国的话，
If you want to experience the kingdom of God,
那你就要自己去试试看。
You will need to explore it for yourself.
耶稣已经为我们开创了这一条路。
Jesus has already opened such a way.
我相信大家也都能够和我一样来选择跟从他。
This is my desire that all of you will also choose to follow him.
这是也是我所期待的。
And that's my desire.
让我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们来到你的面前，我们要来回应你的爱，因为我们知道你确实是爱我们。因为你的爱叫我们能够回到你那里，我们为着我们生命所要经历的一切，我们恳求主你扶持着我们，帮助着我们。此时此刻，弟兄姐妹，你神是否在你心里动工？这一条道路，你是否选择跟随耶稣，跟从他，顺服神，服侍人？若你愿意，你也跟我一样向主祷告说，主啊，我愿跟从你，我愿活出那舍己死里复活的生命，主，我愿天天一步一步跟随你。这样子祈求祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。